www.thebigfoodfest.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we give to you there. They're free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Here, as we launch into the third hour, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we're going to get right back into your calls. Also, we'll continue to discuss, because there's a lot more to the Ademo trial. Our friend Ademo Freeman from copblock.org, he's one of the founders of the site, was found guilty by a jury today. Three counts of felony so-called wiretapping for basically being a journalist and recording phone calls that he had with government bureaucrats. We can get back into that, but you are on the phones with your thoughts, your calls. You can bring up anything. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. It's Chris Cantwell. How are you doing?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
What's on your mind tonight?
Good to hear from you. I know Bob was a tough show to follow. I mean, where do I get this $1,400 full auto again?
Well, unfortunately, the Armory, which is the website our last caller was complaining about, for those just tuning in, we were discussing the Silk Road and the Armory. These are two Tor-based websites, so they are what they're called, hidden services. For those that aren't familiar with Tor, you can go learn more on likely Wikipedia or Tor's website. It explains more about how it works, but basically it allows...
All right, so just so we're clear, though, what I'm saying is that you're not telling me where to go and buy a fully automatic weapon against the law. Is that the case?
No, but what I was saying on the air was that one could do that... through the Armory, which if one wanted to go and research how to access the Armory, one could figure it out because it's not that difficult.
Ian, please just tell me where to buy a fully automatic weapon already against federal law. Just tell me how to go and break that law.
I don't know how exactly or from where. You know, technically what you would be doing would be going on a website that doesn't actually exist on the regular Internet and dealing with somebody who you don't even know who that person is or where they're from or how they're, you know, going to ship it to you. But what we were told is that they actually disassemble the gun. So what you end up getting are a bunch of parts in the mail, and then you have to reassemble it. But, of course, the whole point is moot because the Armory has shut down. But that doesn't mean that there won't be similar websites to it that are possibly going to show up. But really the reason it shut down is because people just weren't listing things for sale on it.
We've made our point then.
Is it illegal to tell somebody how to go and buy an automatic weapon? I didn't know that.
Well, it's a new age, and you can't have the anarchist cookbook anymore, so I'm sure that I can't really say, hey, Chris, I have gun parts if you would like to buy them.
I'd love to buy them, but I don't know. Whatever. I'm back in New York now, and this place is absolutely awful with weapons, so I'm probably
I'm curious though now, like, is it illegal to say, yeah, you can go see Johnny at the corner of X and Z streets and he might have some automatic weapons to sell you, or he will have? And because how is that illegal?
Maybe
in my mind, I mean, you know, it's no victim, no crime. So, you know, I'm not one to figure out the laws of this society, am I?
No, I'm with you there. And maybe somebody else knows more about the federal firearms laws and that sort of thing. It would seem to me, again, I don't know anything about them either, but it seemed to me that the actual purchasing would probably be pretty illegal. But to talk about how to purchase one, to talk about how to acquire one.
Dude, I can tell you this. If you want to make a sawed-off shotgun, get a hacksaw. Saw it off shorter than 21 inches or whatever they're
right, whatever the amount is.
I mean, I can't see how giving instructions could possibly be illegal.
You want to talk about another good freedom of speech case? There's one right there. But no, what were you calling about?
What I was calling about was really about the Ademo thing, and you know, I'm sure that you guys have already gone over this at length, and will go over it at length. I'm devastated by this, man. I really, as you're aware, I was in New Hampshire up until recently, got a job offer, came down to New York, and I'm doing my thing here, and I'm absolutely in shambles over what happened to Ademo. Mm-hmm. something that had been brought up by Garrett Ian about that they were trying to do is at the Keene Activist Center was mock trials. And that's really what I wanted to bring up is that, like, I would love it if people would start doing that in their own local areas to start looking at, you know, how trials actually go down and have people who watch them actually go and act as the actors in these trials, you know, because we all have, unfortunately, it seems to me, this, like, law and order idea of trials where things actually, like, pan out and the guy might actually get off, where in reality things, it's just, you know, these state slaves, zombie jurors do whatever they're told to do. And I
think it's a good idea, you know, the idea of a mock trial, and I know that they were doing them out in Manchester for a while. I don't know if they're continuing to do those. You're nodding at me.
Last I knew they were, yes.
So that apparently is happening. Here in Keene, there's so many damn trials. You can just go to the real thing and get experience.
Yep.
But, you know, the critique I have of mock trials is if you don't have someone who knows a lot about trials, if you don't have somebody who's got real courtroom experience, then you're just playing. You know, you're not really, the pressure's not on, so you don't feel that part of the whole situation. There's not real men with guns around that are at the whim of the man with the robe going to put you in a cage. I mean, Chris, you've been through at least one trial before that I know of, and probably more than that. So you know that there's just something about a real trial that I don't think any mock trial could possibly generate. The feeling of
level of stress
of being there, the stress,
yeah.
and the the necessity of preparation and all of that. But that's not to say it's not invaluable. I think that it is not valuable, because I think that it probably is, especially for a total trial. Trial newbies who, you know, absolutely don't know anything about the process, maybe learning about the process and objecting and things like that could be very valuable. But until you're in front of a man in a robe who can control men with guns, you're not really anywhere close to what the real thing is like. And I think that's important. So it's important for people, if they're going to do mock trials, to also make time to go to the real thing and watch and see what happens to real people in these courtrooms. Because somebody playing a judge, it's just not going to be the same. Anything else you want to share?
I don't disagree with you there. What I would say, though, is that, you know, as you have more and more of these situations where folks like Ademo, folks like Derek, folks like Jason are going through these, situations, you have more and more of that experience where people know it. Folks like Bradley Jardis, you know. I mean,
Brad would make a good prosecutor.
Experience. I'm sorry?
I think Brad would make a good mock prosecutor. I think that he could maybe even handle the role of a judge. But, yeah, that's important, to have the people with the experience up there doing it, which is why your suggestion, unfortunately, is probably not going to work for most people, because in most places, you're lucky if you can even get your mom to come to court with you if you have a court trial. You're certainly not going to get 90 people to come out, as we did today at a Demos trial, or even 9 people to come out wherever it is that you are in most cases. So if you don't have people regularly going to court, you're not going to have the people you need to do effective mock trials. You probably won't even have enough people to fill the court roles in the courtroom that you're trying to mock in most areas of this country, which is why getting to New Hampshire and joining the Free State Project and getting together where we actually have numbers can make a difference.
One thing that I thought...
I don't disagree with you for one second. I apologize. I think I cut somebody off. But what I want to say is I don't disagree with you on the move to New Hampshire thing. My thing has been for a long time. That's why I came up there, dude, and why I will be coming back.
Yay.
Is that I think that if you don't have the people and enough like-minded people in a geographic area, you're absolutely lost.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Mock trials, I doubt anybody anywhere else outside of New Hampshire would really be able to effectively put one together. And I thank you for the call. It's a good suggestion, though. They should try. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
One thing that I'd like to see, and I don't know how legal this is or how it would work, is some kind of audio for the person on trial, because we've seen plenty of these people doing pro se, representing themselves, you know, some kind of audio in their ear so that they can get some kind of coaching from people, because sadly...
Well, at least Ademo was allowed by this judge to actually talk to some people in the audience. I've never
just
seen
just for
that
momentarily. Momentarily, I was shocked that they let him have a laptop. Myself.
That was one thing. You were able to place your laptop up there, which meant that you could have left a few notes for him as well. He actually left a note for you, apparently, and that was really cool. And then also to actually allow Clyde and some other folks to talk to him across the bar, to allow Ademo to physically approach and talk to him and actually conference with somebody. I've never seen that happen in a courtroom before. So that was a little bit of what you're getting at there, Mark. 855-453. But what you can do, if you ask for it, is you can have a friend come up and sit up there with you. I've done that before. So that's a possibility, too, in New Hampshire. I don't know about the rest of the country. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. It's priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content. You submit different things you find online that you think are interesting, that you think our other listeners would enjoy. They can be voted upon and voted up or down, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Go and get interactive and do it for free at freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you can use SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. They treat your customer with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients, too. They know that it reflects upon you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. At freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Pete Ayer, I was not expecting to hear from you tonight, but I'm glad that you called in because you're the first person to call in who was actually at the trial today. We've spent most of the show here tonight talking about various different aspects of it. What did you want to share, Pete? Pete, by the way, is from copblock.org.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm also with Clyde Voluntarius, Never Take a Plea, who may weigh in a second as well.
Clyde, but, who was, by the way, in charge of the entire area of the front row of the entire courtroom.
He was really responsible for all of our misbehavior.
Yeah, he was deputized by the authorities there. But, I haven't listened to the whole show tonight thus far, but what I did hear, I know you guys have touched on a damage trial quite a bit, but I did want to just point out to folks that there is a lot of positive takeaways from today and from this whole incident. The fact, you know, you mentioned there was 90 people present, and that's huge. And not to mention the coverage that this has gotten on Adamo standing on his principles and doing what's right instead of, you know, letting threats scare him and curtail his actions. And, you know, undoubtedly there's hundreds of thousands of people that have seen the videos and read the blog posts that have are associated with this incident. And, you know, even if it's a very shallow contact for some of those, it's very deep contact for others. It's another data point. And I'm sure a lot of those people are now exposed to the idea of either jury nullification or a cop block or a free talk live. And so it does have a positive impact in that way, in ways that aren't measurable to us right now.
Absolutely. You had WikiLeaks tweeting it over to 1.5 million viewers. You had, what was that, that quick news YouTube channel? There was, I forget what it was called, but...
Yeah, it's called SourceFed.
SourceFed, with over 500,000 subscribers there. RT reporting on it, Russia Today. You had the Huffington Post. It was front page on these, you know, these websites. That's huge exposure, and you're right. You never know when those seeds that you're planting are going to sprout into new activists with fresh ideas and new innovation and excitement to move forward with this liberty movement.
Right on. So I just encourage folks listening, if they find themselves in a situation to be public about it and document it thoroughly, create as much objective documentation they can, and connect with people in their areas and then online as well, just to, you know, and the more we do it today, the easier it will become tomorrow, and the less likely it will be needed to do tomorrow.
Excellent suggestion.
Right on, Pete.
What else was on your mind? Any other observations from today?
Yeah, well, I think Clyde wanted to weigh in real quick as well.
Yeah, all right, very good. I just wanted to say that, you know, it's really commendable of Adamo that he stood on his principles. He didn't take the plea deal. And actually, the sentence that he got was less than the plea deal that he was originally offered.
It's true. That's a great point. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because that's not what I expect to happen. I mean, when I didn't take the plea in Cheshire County, they hit me with a 50% more a difficult sentence.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
I would have been able to plead to 60 days, and they hit me with 90. So so it was worse for me. But for him, it was significantly better, right? Like, what was the deal they had offered him?
I think the original deal was what he was supposed to have been recommended by the DA was 6 months and 3 months, 3 years good behavior.
Yeah, right. He got 90 days, so he got half of that.
Sure, but he does have a whole lot of prison time hanging over his head for a 5-year suspended sentence. So that's pretty much going to kill
himself.
You know,
activism. Anyway,
well, civil disobedience at least. But the thing is, you never know what's going to happen out there, and it's hard. It's hard once you stand up for yourself to stop. It's hard to back down. Like today in the courtroom, Clyde, you saw that man threaten me when I walked up to him with a video camera, and I'm out on bail right now. Maybe that's why I kind of walked away from it, but I didn't stop recording. morning when he told me to stop, and I told him I wasn't going to stop. So, you know, at some point you get so used to standing up for yourself and your rights that you just can't back down.
Well, but totally. It's also confusing because it's also arbitrary. I mean, you have been recording the whole day in the courtroom, and you're still recording in the courtroom, but all of a sudden the rules change because he said the judge wasn't in the room, so now you can't record. But how do you know these arbitrary rules? They change on the fly all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that is shown pretty clearly as we continue to show people, you know, video footage and coverage and have discussions about the various different things that happen up here. Because some people will say that, you know, you guys, you're in New Hampshire, it's supposed to be live free or die, but it's not the free state. Well, yeah, we've got a long ways to go here. We're just getting the ball rolling, just getting started. And yeah, it's been several years, but this is a lifetime project and it takes time for people to uproot their lives and make the move here. I know, Clyde, that you've had an intention to come up here for a while, but you've got a business that you run and you know, personal health issue, and it just hasn't, you know, it's been difficult for you to make it up here. But is it still your intention? Does this dissuade you? What happened today? What happened to Ademo? Does it dissuade you from making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
No, absolutely not. When the judge was reading the instructions to the jury, I was really kind of impressed about New Hampshire, the difference between New Hampshire's rules to the jury and the instructions versus North Carolina. There was so much more emphasis on the rights of the defendant than you would ever hear, I think, in a court in North Carolina.
Also, in most places, you can't touch jury nullification as a topic in the courtroom. And in my opinion, I wish Ademo had spent 10 minutes talking about jury nullification rather than what seemed like less than a minute. I felt like that was a bit of a drop of the ball. But you can talk about jury nullification here in New Hampshire. I've seen it done. I've done it in my trial. I've seen other people do it. And the prosecutors don't bat an eye at it. The judges don't care. And that you can't get, and to my knowledge, in many other places at all.
Now, I had a judge in North Carolina tell me one time, I was having just a conversation in a restaurant with him and told him that if I were ever on a jury, I would enact jury nullification. And he said, if I ever found that, if you ever did that in my courtroom, I would put you in jail for contempt.
Wow. And you were having dinner with this guy.
Well, no, he was at another table and he started a conversation with me.
I see.
And then I found out that he was the judge.
Wow.
Yep, bad for him, I guess.
Clyde, thanks for the call tonight, man. Anything else you want to share about today?
That's
appreciate you coming all the way up, man.
Yeah, really thanks. Glad to see both of you.
Right on, Pete. Hope to see you back up here sooner rather than later. And same to you, Clyde. Great to have you come up here. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Clyde. Clyde Voluntarius, by the way, is the man behind NeverTakeAPlea.org, I believe.
Yep.
He already hung up, but yeah, that was that's the site. I'm actually wearing his T-shirt right now. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Although I can't say never take a plea. I don't go that far. I'll say don't take a plea. I suggest you not take a plea.
Certainly don't take the first plea.
Yeah, in some cases, you know, doing it's the right thing because you got to do what's right for you. But overall, people not taking a plea deal contributes to clogging the court system, which is one of the things that was freaking this prosecutor out.
Sure was.
The court system was going to crumble if the jury didn't find him guilty, and they did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZARMOR.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. So tonight, it's going to be a tough night to get in here because we've actually got a Damo Freeman on hold. We're going to get right to his call. But our number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question for a Damo. That might be a good way to get in here in the remaining moments, or at least the last half hour of the program here. 855-450-FREE. We definitely want to talk to a Damo because he was in court today. And he was on trial for recording government bureaucrats on the phone while they were on the job in their offices. And this absolutely ridiculous jury convicted him on all three felony so-called wiretapping counts. Now, it's important to record government bureaucrats. If you're in a state like New Hampshire where it's one of these two-party states, try to get in the habit of telling people that they're being recorded. I don't, you know, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't recommend asking them for permission. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to ask them so they can tell you yes or no. But in my opinion, and it's not a legal one, but in my opinion, if you tell someone they're being recorded and they stand there in front of you and continue to talk, that's consenting. And you can tell them explicitly, hey, look, if you don't want to be consenting to my recording, you can just go away from my microphone. But I'm recording you. And I think that's an important thing to do. Don't ever ask for permission. Tell people that they're being recorded. That's a good way to avoid potential wiretapping charges. And that might actually apply if you've got the Freedom Cam in your car as well.
Right. When I was driving to this court case, I had a few activists in the car with me, and I felt, you know, more secure because I have the GPS black box dash cam from freedomcam.net in my car. When I turn the key, the camera comes on. The audio recording comes on. The recording of my speed and my route, my direction, all of that stuff comes on. And so I've got a you know, hard. I've got a hard copy of what, or, you know, a digital copy of what happened. Mm-hmm. If I ever have to deal with, you know, some situation, whether it's an automobile accident or a police officer that doesn't remember the story the way I remember it, and you know, I fought these tickets; they don't remember anything. So it's nice to be able to have you know, an audio and video recording of what happened. And FreedomCam.net gives it to you, and that's the first thing you say when they walk up to the vehicle. They're being audio and video recorded. Well, I don't consent. Well, if you don't consent, head on back to your car.
Exactly. So that's freedomcam.net.
That's right, freedomcam.net. All right,
let's go to Ademo Freeman from copblock.org, who heroically stood up to the intimidation factor of possible 21 years in prison to take his charges of wiretapping to trial today in front of a jury. You're on the line calling from the, not the spiritual retreat. I don't know if there's another name for this place, but it's the Valley Street Jail, and it is not a very nice place to be from what I understand. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys, and thanks for everybody who came out to court today and supported me. It was quite the three-ring circus that us activists have come to know in this court. So
tell me about your experience today. I mean, what was it like connecting with that jury? Because ultimately, it was a huge disappointment for me. I saw one woman who was constantly nodding her head. She was if you were facing the jury, she was been on the far right, and I'm sure you noticed her. But she was constantly nodding during your opening and closing statements. I thought, oh, we might have one, but we didn't. So what was it like?
Yeah,
were you...
I thought the jury was, I don't know, difficult. I don't know if it was the jury so much, but it's Michael and I, the district attorney, you know. His message and my message were so far apart. You know, he's going with the law, and like I almost felt like he's trying to scare the jury, and I was just trying to lay out what happened. I wasn't trying to deny any of the allegations, and I was just trying to say, hey, public official, public is not private, and therefore no expectation of privacy. And we were really far off, and I almost felt between him and the judge with his lengthy readings and almost threatening, forceful manner, you know, that's ultimately what has prevailed, is that people are still afraid to stand up to the state, and that's why I was convicted.
We got a couple of us, Nemi and I, got the impression that you were feeling maybe a little bit defeated during this, maybe at some
resigned
point.
Resigned was the word I used.
A little resigned. Is that true? Were we getting the right vibe, or was that just not the case at all?
I mean, sure. I mean, even being in jail, you know, I'm constantly told when to eat, sleep, my lights go out for me, my laundry comes at the same time, so I'm sure that's been taking a toll on me. I didn't have the spunk, you know, not being around my friends and having, you know, my family there to give me advice. I mean, I know a lot of folks were trying to give me some advice and stuff like that, but at the time, you know, it's like, this is go time, you know. I wasn't able to prepare them and have conversations. You know, I'm going to start by myself with, you know, doing these things. So, yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. It's probably, I definitely could have performed better, I guess, at this court today.
Well, I think it was frustrating, too, because Michael Valentine, the prosecutor, kept comparing what seemed to me to be apples and oranges, because you were saying public official on the record, and he kept saying, well, what if you have medical records? What if you're talking to a rape victim?
What about rape victims? Yeah. Were there any rape victims recorded, Michael?
You didn't record any rape victims. You didn't record the transmission of medical records or anything like that.
And he didn't record any conversations to which he was not a party, which is what he was getting at in his closing statement, which, of course, he got to give after you gave your closing statement, which meant you couldn't rebut anything that he said, any of the lies that he told about you and the words that he put in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he would say, I don't want to be held accountable. You know, that's not a belief I have, as everyone knows. I believe in accountability. I believe in laws and things. I just don't believe in the government forcing these arbitrary things. You know, like I tried to point out today, none of these alleged victims called the cops and said, you know, they won't harm me. None of these people could or were allowed to answer if they thought prison time was something I should do or any jail time. You know, just little things that might have swayed one juror. And that's definitely where I was probably defeated. You know, I had planned previously to put up a bigger fuss, and part of me didn't. You know, I'm tired. I'm beaten down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is.
You need to come home, man.
I agree. I would like nothing more than be home. It seems like the judge
has
given me a year sentence. I hear just the minute warning there, but gave me a year sentence and suspended 9 months of it. So he basically, but he did run it concurrent with the current sentence, and so I might be home in 30 bit more days or so.
Sure hope so, man, because we're looking forward to seeing you back here in Keene, and I'm hoping that once you're done with this Manchester nonsense, that we won't have to go back to
Manchester
anytime
in a while.
Soon.
That's right.
Because, you know, you don't want to. If you're going to do civil disobedience, and I have to say that, you know, and by the way, Ademo, please call us again. You know, you're going to be in there for a few more weeks. Keep giving us updates. I don't hear often enough from you, dude. I really would like to.
I will call more frequently when I got some
calls. Cool,
awesome.
Man. Have a good night. Thanks for being on. That's Ademo from copblock.org is with us there.
The caller.
Yep. And there she is to tell us that
Let us know.
This caller is
fun times over.
Thank you. Thank you for your $2.80. It's $2.80 per call from that particular jail. So
nice little monopoly they've got there.
Yeah, it's really it's a sweet deal for them. But, yeah, I don't really – if you're going to do civil disobedience – and, Mark, you were concerned, like I was advocating everybody do this. No, no, no. There are certain people who are excited by this sort of thing. They're excited by the violation of stupid laws and the taking it of, you know, to court, and they're excited by various different aspects of it. If you're going to do civil disobedience, you get your, you know, your heart set on this, you feel like it's something that you've got to do, you're really excited by Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, this great new movie that everybody is raving about that is totally free. You can watch online in HD on YouTube at victimlesscrimespree.com. You're excited about Derek's civil disobedience or maybe some of the stuff that's happened in the past or what Adamo has done here and, you know, kind of all the hubbub that's surrounding it. If that's something you want to do, please, please, do it in the right place. First of all, do it in New Hampshire. Secondly, don't do it in Manchester. The jail there is the worst jail. It is so bad in comparison to the one out here.
The judge is better.
The judge is better, that's true. But ultimately, Adamo is going to stay in this awful jail for probably another month. And if you're going to end up in jail, end up in the better jail. That's all I'm saying. Just a suggestion. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free.
I never thought
line.
I'd be in a talk show where they advocate staying in the better jail.
It makes sense, though, right? Let's go to Benjamin, listening in Northern California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, I was made sick just knowing what was going to be happening to Adamo. And, you know, and then today came, and I can't say I'm surprised. You know, I would have been surprised had the jury nullification worked. You know, I expected the jury to be obedient and to do what they were told to do.
As you should have expected, because you are one of the Bartholomew brothers, I believe, right?
Right, right.
And you were also on trial in front of a obedient jury that was basically a lackey for the state. And even though you didn't do anything wrong, they convicted you anyway because you didn't do what the cops told you to do. Even though what they told you they wanted you to do was not necessarily all strictly legal.
Right, right. So I wasn't surprised what happened with the demo. But I have to say, seeing all those people in that courtroom and seeing all the tweets and the live streaming and whatnot...
Hold that thought, Benjamin. We're going to come back to you here. Stick with us, can you? I hope so. More in a moment with Benjamin from Northern California, 855-453. His thoughts will be next, and yours as well. We can sneak you in here in the remaining moments, which are next at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Lots of old and old baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Free and get your copy now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Mother Germaine, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. That's once again freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Don't forget, we've got archives galore, a bunch of them going back for years, back to late 2006. You can go click and download as many of them as you want. freetalklive.com is where you can access them. You can actually go to our SoundCloud page as well, which you can link to from freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there, and then you can go there, and then you can use the Share button on any one of those episodes, including the Edgington Post.
That's right.
And share them on your favorite social networking site, Facebook, Twitter, you know, you name it, your WordPress blog. There's all kinds of links and options there for you. When you click the Share button on our SoundCloud page, go to freetalklive.com to grab a whole bunch of archives, all completely free. As we continue here with you and your thoughts, let's go back to Benjamin. He's one of the Bartholomew brothers, who has also faced a ridiculous trial that resulted in a jury. And by the way, I'd like to point out that to everybody who's critiquing Ademo for not doing as good of a job as they had hoped that that he would do, and he admitted that, you know, he didn't do as good of a job as he would hope.
Including you.
What's that?
You critiqued him for the same thing.
Well, right. I mean, I totally understand the position he's in. It sucks to be in a crappy jail and having to prepare for trial and, you know, not having the resources at your fingertips that you would if you were on the outside, like the internet, or even a decent law library, something that you could research. And then on top of that, just, you know, feeling defeated by the whole system and how how much weight they put on you. But you actually, Benjamin, when you were on trial, you had your own attorney, and you still lost. The jury was still siding with the state, and they still found you guilty. And so you weren't surprised that this jury was the same way. It was still disappointing to you, but there was something that kind of lifted you up, and you were just getting to that point.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm 3,000 miles away from Manchester here in Northern California. But I was, I don't want to say happy, but it lifted my spirits to be able to follow what was going on Twitter and the live stream and seeing the pictures of how many people were there to support Ademo. You know, it lifted my spirits a bit because I was feeling like what a crock all this was, how horrible. I remember before there was even a tweet about what the verdict was. I remember watching the live stream and seeing Jason Talley walk out of the courthouse, and I just knew automatically, oh, he was found guilty. I could just see it in the expression on Jason's face.
Yeah.
And it helped me feel a little bit more connected. And I don't think people really appreciate, you know, being on trial and knowing you have support and knowing people know the plight you're going through. I think it's incredibly valuable.
You had a couple of folks come up from far away in California. They drove at least a couple of hours to come to your trial out there in Yuba County. What was the turnout for your trial? Because it was fairly well promoted. You got local media, and there seemed like there was a lot of local interest in it.
Yeah, we had like a dozen people, two dozen people.
That's pretty good. You know? I mean, that's impressive.
And considering the games they play, I mean, our trial was scheduled for one day, and then they moved it to another day. And then on that day, it was just jury selection, but not the trial. And it was all supposed to be done in one day. I mean, so considering, you know, the back and forth of it, the games they play, I was surprised anybody made it out at all.
Absolutely. And how many of the people that were there, the couple dozen that, you know, how many of them did you know personally? And then how many did you not know? Like maybe they'd heard it on the radio or newspaper or something.
I had met most of them. Not many of them, you know, a few, not often, but there were a couple people who that was the first time I'd ever met them. Some I had talked to on the internet or something like that. And again, the people you were talking about who came out from Fremont, so that's a good 2-3 hours away from where we are.
They made the move to New Hampshire about a month ago, and they were at Adamo's trial today.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing them in the stream, you know, in the audience and whatnot. And was like, wow, I mean, I think the daughter, she talked about how she posted on Facebook or something about how, you know, she's been to a couple trials of people who are, you know, quote-unquote criminals and being convicted, and how she's not going to let that get her down. You know, it just only makes her more resilient and wanting to make sure that's not what it's like in the future.
I'm glad you brought that point up, Benjamin, and thanks for sharing tonight. Anything else you want to get to?
No, I just wanted to say, you know, people, you know, like Pete was saying, there are some good takeaways. I think another one of the good takeaways is that Adamo had support, and that might not have, that didn't obviously change the outcome, but I think it's important for
it absolutely
for, you
know, is
everybody else to see that there is support there in the Shire.
Yep, yeah. That's right, and that's why they should go to freestateproject.org if they love liberty, if you love liberty, and join up. I know, Benjamin, you've already done so, and you're planning a move out here, and thanks for the call tonight. That's Benjamin from Good Men Do Something, and he pointed out something that I thought was important to mention, and that is that the prosecutor, in his arguing for the 12-month sentence, which he ended up not getting, ended up being 90 days in jail, but the prosecutor wanted 12 months. He, you know, pointed out that, look, you know, we got to send a message, not just to Adamo, but also to all of these people back
right
here.
He actually motioned
he did.
The audience.
Yep. So he wanted to, you know, send a message that this will not be tolerated, this behavior of recording government bureaucrats.
I was totally insulted. Here I am. I'm a 41-year-old guy. I've got a wife and a kid, and, you know, I'm as normal as they come.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's motioning at me as though, I mean, and doing everything but calling me rabble.
You're rabble, yeah.
It was disgusting. I mean, really? Who do you think you are?
Well,
he's in charge, buddy.
He's in charge, and he was upset because we were standing for Adamo, but we were not standing for the judge. You know, when Adamo would walk
we were laughing at him too,
right?
And he was ridiculous.
And his witness
I didn't laugh at him, but he was ridiculous.
I did.
See, that's the thing. I didn't laugh at him, but he motioned towards all of us as
right
because
you're all
this
the same
guy thinks like a group. He'd have picked me up in the same paddy wagon and driven me off to the same concentration camp.
That's right.
If that was within his power.
Well, you were sitting next to me, and I was wearing the shirt that the principal wanted the kid to take off after he had been slammed into the table at West High.
Where was I supposed to sit? All the seats were
I
taken.
I know. You were stuck sitting next to me. Really? You have to put it like that in front of all my fans,
so,
Mark. Thanks
the point
so
I
much
wanted to make was, at the very end of the trial, as this character, this prosecutor, was walking out, I made the statement, as were others, because it was Will Kotrick who inspired me by pointing out that he was going to go ahead and do some wiretapping and send the prosecutor the audio files, and he tells me he's serious about that, and that he intends to send me the files as
well.
So that's going to happen. But I walked walked out and I let the prosecutor know that I was not deterred because he said this was supposed to be a deterrent, that, you know, punishing Ademo is going to show people.
Right.
And other people said the same thing to him, that we're not deterred. If anything, people are more energized than ever because they know this state is a terrible idea. They're
right.
hurting peaceful people, and this insanity needs to end.
Stop. Yep.
So there was one other point I thought that was important to make here, because obviously we've been talking about there's a lot of aspects of this. And again, you can get the latest over at copblock.org. Pete Ayer has a great write-up there. Highly recommend you take a look at it. I'm sure it'll be cross-posted at some point to freekeen.com, as well as the video, which is currently encoding. It's going slowly. That'll probably be up sometime during the overnight hours, so look for it tomorrow morning. But the jury themselves, once again, did the same thing the jury did the last jury trial that I was at, and that is scurry away into their cars. They were allowed to come in the back door, which we should have covered the first time. We didn't do it. We didn't have the back door covered, at least not that I knew of. Everybody was out front during the beginning of the trial.
Yeah.
And then when the jurors came in, I was looking at them, I thought, not one of them came in the front door. So they must have told them to come in the back because they knew we were out front the week prior. The jurors came out front the week prior, but not today. And so folks went back there after the jury left the courtroom. They went back to the back of the building. I haven't seen any of the footage yet, but from my conversations with the people that were there, the jury members left the building and hurriedly walked over to their cars and got in their cars and drove off when offered $50 to have a, you know, 5-minute interview or whatever on camera about what happened with the jury deliberations and what it was like being a juror. Not one of them was willing to take that deal, and they all just wanted to, you know, essentially get out of there.
It doesn't look like any other news organization has any meetings with them either. So
yep.
There's that. They just went off like cockroaches.
Yep. So that makes me wonder about them. You know, what are they thinking at that time? Are they proud of what they've done? If so, why don't they talk to somebody about it? If you're proud of what you've done, why don't you stand for 5 minutes,
right.
take $50?
Why didn't Sergeant Slaughter, the Vietnam War vet, go,
right.
hey, you're going to destroy America. Why didn't you? Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't this guy? $50?
Right.
$50. Explain to us how America was going to get
and
destroyed.
And again, they knew, because you can't unring the bell, that he was looking at a significant chunk
right.
of time in prison. He was looking at 10 to 21 years, was what he said. And granted, it was stricken from the record, but you can't unring the bell.
Maybe thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate your insight and your observations. And thanks to both of you, and thanks to everybody who came out to the trial today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spent basically their entire day supporting Ademo Freeman from copblock.org. It was
he's totally worth it.
Yeah, he totally is. It was great to be there, and we'll be back here tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And again, more updates coming over at copblock.org and freekeen.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.